Right now on VFN TV, an angel appears in Washington, D.C. and says, America shall be saved. President Trump is going to have a God encounter, and he's going to change him from being known as the Donald, the big business person, to being known as John, a man after God's own heart. That angels appearing in D.C. and talking to other people about the future. It's amazing. That's all this and so much more. Dutch Sheets right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light.
This is such an exciting program. As a matter of fact, this program and a couple after this, we're going to talk about prophetic encounters and dreams that many have had that Dutch Sheets is delivering at Church of His Presence. But first, understand this. This is so powerful that God spoke specifically, prophetically, and Dutch Sheets is sharing it, that President Donald J. Trump, the J stands for John, is going to have a God encounter, and it's going to change everything. He's going to begin to, he's actually hearing the voice of God, but he doesn't know it's the Lord, Dutch says, but he's going to begin to hear and know and begin to cry out for God to touch America. This is so exciting. Let's go to Dutch Sheets now.
God's going to visit President Trump. I don't believe he's had that visitation yet. I believe he's going to have an encounter with God that's going to be very transformative. And I'll tell you this part of now, because it relates to this dream. A young man, 6 years old, back in 2016, early in 2016, came to his mother, who's a worship leader, and I heard her tell the story personally, and said, Mommy, God just told me who's going to be the next president. And she just patted him on the head and said, oh, is that right? Who is it? He said, John. And she couldn't think of a John running. So she didn't think much about it. And then 2 weeks before the election, she was in travail, just intercession. And she was weeping because she knew she couldn't vote for Hillary Clinton because of her positions on numerous things, but especially her position on abortion and life. But she didn't like Trump either, and she didn't like his past, and she didn't like some of his language and attitude. And so she was in travail, just weeping and saying, Lord, what do I do? And so her son came to her again and said, why are you crying, Mama? She told him. He said, well, I told you he's going to be next president. It's John. And then after the election, she realized the J in Donald J. Trump is John. And the reason that's so significant to me, and I'm praying it, and I want you to pray this prayer, because the Lord didn't refer to him as the Donald. God's not impressed with his money. God has more money than Trump. He's not impressed with the tycoon and the mogul, the brand that he's built. I'm not saying that's all bad. If a person can do it, that's great. But those things don't impress the Lord. And that's really not who he needed. God referred to him as John. He's a forerunner. And I believe it also refers to John the Beloved, the one who knew the Lord intimately and could receive John the Revelator. I believe God's going to visit this man and transform him from Donald to John. Amen. Now, he's already forerunning, but he's going to get an encounter with the Lord that's going to cause him to be in tune with Holy Spirit. And I believe he's going to start having dreams. Great revelation. I believe God's going to talk to the man. I believe he talks to him already. I just don't think Trump knows it's God. And I don't think he can discern between when it's God and not. But the Lord is going to refine this man quickly. He's very sincere when he talks about the Lord and faith and the church. But I don't believe he's had this encounter yet, but he's going to have this encounter. And he already doesn't care what anybody thinks. And that sometimes, it's good, it's also bad sometimes. But when the Lord harnesses that and controls it, there's going to be a man that doesn't care what anybody thinks. He's going to do what he knows is right. He already does that. But when it comes under God's control, and when he's in this relationship with the Lord that I believe is coming, I believe you're going to see President Trump bow to his knees in front of the whole world on television, raise his hands and cry out in the name of Jesus and ask God to heal this nation. I believe when he sees things happening in America, like racism, division, he's going to literally say, let's pray about this. Lord Jesus, you're going to see it happen. God's going to pour his spirit out all over that White House. He's going to pour his spirit out all over that place. There are going to be dreams in that White House. There are going to be Holy Ghost meetings in the Oval Office. I guarantee you that's going to happen. Because he's coming after John. And then revival's in his DNA. His grandmother came out of the Welsh revival, the Scottish revival.
You think about that, it's just exciting. I think about 2 Chronicles 20:20 when Jehoshaphat was believing God, but he wasn't believing the prophets of God. And they had this big calamity. We talked about it, as a matter of fact, before on VFN TV. And he got in with Ahab and cut a deal and ended up almost dying because he had a belief of God, but he didn't believe the prophets of God. And when things turned around and God dealt with Jezebel and Ahab, Jehoshaphat cried out to God, and a prophet spoke to him and said, listen, if you don't turn back to God, and he said, look, this is the ultimate revelation was, believe the Lord. This is for 2020. This is a prophetic word for 2020. And that's why we have so much prophecy coming at you on VFN TV, preparing you for what's ahead in 2020. But 2 Chronicles 20:20 says, believe the Lord and you'll be established. Believe his prophets and you'll succeed. That's what Jehoshaphat was missing. He believed God, but he didn't believe the voice of God, how God speaks. And God's, you know, Amos, I think 3:7, where he says, God doesn't do anything unless he speaks it through his prophets first. He reveals it through dreams and prophetic unctions, and it's how he lets us know. And so we're doing right now, we're letting you know, listen, when you hear this prophetic word about that President Donald Trump is going to have an encounter with God, and that a six-year-old finds out that he's going to be president before he knew he was going to be president. And the Lord told me, if you were with us, watching us over the years, he told me in October 2016 that President Trump would be president. As a matter of fact, I remember calling somebody and saying, listen, I need to put this on the air. God's telling me, and the person that I was talking to said, well, let's just don't go political right now. Maybe it's not a good thing to go political. And but anyway, just to be able to loose that particular word out there, it's just so powerful to understand, you know, believe what God's saying. He's going to have this encounter with God that's going to change everything. Think about it. He's done more things for the church, more things for Israel than any other president outside maybe of 1948. It's amazing what God has done through him. Isn't this exciting? Listen, comment below. We want to hear your thoughts. I'm sure there's something that God's laying on your heart. Maybe you're encouraged. Maybe you're inspired. What are your thoughts about the prophetic word that was just shared? We're going to be right back after this break.
We'll be right back.
Hey, Mike, can I talk to you?
You bet, Logan. What's up?
I want to tell you something that God just told me.
Okay.
Last night, my dad was roping this calf. And this calf had been born from a really old cow. She didn't have really the greatest milk. She didn't have, like, the vitamin C and stuff.
Okay.
She broke her back. And this morning I went out and put her down myself. I was talking to God. I was asking God why. She was special. And God said, you know, Logan, but my son was special. But he died for a purpose. It's kind of the same thing. That calf was close to me. And God's son was close to him.
Logan, you're so right. It's true. Think you're gonna be okay?
Yeah, I'll be fine. But I just wanted to tell you guys that is so important. Just remember, when you lose a loved one or a pet, always remember that God gave his son too, and he understands. He will always understand. He will always just run to him.
Logan, you're wiser than you know, buddy.
Oh, I just figured I'd better call and share with you guys. Love you.
Love you too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
You know, a lot of people want to abide with the Lord, but they just don't have a plan to do it. You can request that plan today at iabide.org.
The area around the Dead Sea is a desolate place. And here, undisturbed for 2,000 years, a great treasure was found. Parchment and papyrus, which came to be known as the Dead Sea Scrolls.
Between 1947 and 1956, researchers and Bedouins scoured the Dead Sea area, finding literally tens of thousands of scroll fragments of all sizes in the caves near Qumran. Over 10 different caves were found to hold these ancient treasures. The caves had acted much like a library to store thousands of texts. Some scrolls were of considerable size. Some documents were in Hebrew, others were in Aramaic or Greek. In addition to numerous copies of the Hebrew Bible, many commentaries and other texts were found.
The Dead Sea Scrolls, perhaps the most important archaeological discovery of the 20th century. Make your own discovery. Engage with the Bible.
Brought to you by Museum of the Bible.
He said, my people are going to cry out to me. I said, when? And he says, it will keep getting darker until they do. It will keep getting darker until they do.
I minister with a group of people that I just absolutely love, because all of us, we get tired, we want to quit every week, and we look at each other and go, no, let's go talk to some more people. I know we were all rejected yesterday. Let's keep going. That's what the body of Christ is supposed to do. We're supposed to gather together to stir one another up, to encourage, put courage into each other. And that's what this is about. Man, our prayer is that God would do something in our midst, that we really could walk away with greater courage.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Speaking of believing the prophetic word, a prophetic dream, and God just speaks in so many dreams and visions. His voice is amazing. He is just wonderful things we've been sharing with you over the years. Don't forget, you can go to VFN Torch to find out more at vfnkb.com, more prophetic words. You can go to our YouTube channel. You can go to us online. You can watch our broadcast on the Gulf Coast, all over the place. And to hear all the prophetic words, begin to just remember the wonders of the Lord and the words of the Lord. This particular prophecy, Dutch Sheets is sharing it, what has been given to him, but how that not only is President Trump going to have this encounter with God, but he's going to set up. See, when you know God, you understand that you pray to him, you talk to him, and he's the one that wins the victories for you. And he's going to set up, President Trump is going to set up a prayer movement, a task force, if you will, that'll begin to pray, within minutes will begin to pray over the needs. Matter of fact, it's already being established now, but when President Trump has this encounter, he's going to utilize it in a powerful way. Also, he's going to be sharing about a massive move of God. Millions of people are going to be saved. Things are going to be happening so powerfully in the church. God's going to bring in a harvest. It's so powerful. Listen now.
This dream that was given to me, I'm going to say in either late 2017, but probably more like early last year, 2018, this was given to me. It's a dream that includes the president, but what I want you to hear is more of the language. And sometimes even when God gives me a dream that has President Trump in it, it's more about what that office represents than him as a person. Sometimes it's about him as a person. And I don't like everything he does. You don't have to like everything he does to know God put him there to do some things. So, but this dream says, this man says, I dreamed last night that you and a small group of us were invited to see President Trump in the Oval Office. Upon arrival, after some small talk, President Trump, very much in humility, and I thought, That was an interesting phrase. Just saying. We were invited to meet him in the Oval Office. After small talk, President Trump, very much in humility, began to thank you for your leadership and for the Appeal to Heaven prayer movement. He then presented to you an Appeal to Heaven flag he had signed. I don't see that as an autograph. I see that as a symbolic endorsement of prayer by the highest office in the land. His autograph wouldn't mean anything. I'd honor any president's sign, but that's not what this is. Amen. He then requested of you to organize a high-level strategic prayer task force. By the way, that is happening. I'm a part of a group doing that. It's actually going to be launched Tuesday of this week. For the first time I know of, there are about 60, 70 prayer ministries. That's a statement, isn't it, that there are that many? Prayer ministries or ministries that focus on prayer. Like myself, I do other things, but part of who I am. There are about 60 to 70 that are working together to form a coalition that the White House and other government people can funnel to this group prayer requests with conference calls where people can get on, 5,000 get on the phone, but on the internet, on the website, as many as one can get on, and millions of people, because that's how many people are represented by all these networks, millions of people can receive prayer requests from President Trump and the government and be praying about it within minutes. And the first one of these calls, and I'm going to tell you this, I can't go into some of this too much, but I'll promise you this. There's more prayer that goes on in the executive branch of our government now than any time in the history of this nation. There are people who have been raised up and assigned to pray for every office in the executive branch of our government. And there are more born again, truly born again evangelical Christians a part of the cabinet and work for the president than any time in our history. I tell people, you don't have to like everything the man does to know God put him there to do some things. So he said, and this is now in place, please organize a high-level strategic prayer task force. And by the way, if you don't know how to get on that call and be a part of this, you can go follow me on Facebook. I'll be releasing some things about it tomorrow. You can also go to the app that I have called Give Him 15. It's a daily prayer. We can all pray together for the nation. And there'll be information tomorrow also on how, it's a free app, on how to get on this call. But he said, please do this. He said he would be releasing directly to you significant issues for prayer. He also said he'd received this prophetic instruction from a very trusted voice, his wife Melania. At that time, you presented to him a white stone in the dream. I gave him a white stone and read to him Revelation 2:17, which says, to him who overcomes, I'll give some of the hidden manna. And I'll give him a white stone and a new name written on the stone, which no one knows, but he received it. He then looked at me, smiled, and said, there was a man sent from God whose name was John. He's going to know God had his hand on him from birth to do what he's doing. And I agree with this John. I don't know another human being that could do what he's doing. He then asked if he could pray for all of us. In his prayer, he said, this is very significant. Lord, especially the second part, let this man and these leaders convene a holy convocation, which we'll do next year. It's in the works. That I might finish my 8 years well. I believe God wants him in another term. if for no other reason, to shift the judicial system in America. There are other reasons. His stand for Israel. His friendship with the church. He's doing everything he can to help faith-based organizations and the body of Christ function in this nation. He is. But he said that I might finish my 8 years well. And now listen to this. This is what he asked us to pray for. And the ancient markers of our founding fathers be restored. That's a profound phrase, John. He said, I need you to convene a holy convocation that I can finish my 8 years well, and that the ancient markers of our founding fathers be restored. The purposes that God had for this nation from the very beginning. The ancient foundations of truth, of the gospel, of our relationship to God, a nation under God, that we have drifted away from and became in many ways an apostate nation. But God in his mercy, I'm gonna talk about that in a minute, God in his mercy is drawing this nation back, and he's gonna finish the process with a great awakening. He's gonna rescue millions of people in this nation and turn them back to him. He's gonna invade the schools, the colleges, the universities, street corners, inner cities of America, gangs, moms, dads, rich, poor, big cities, small towns. He's coming to a town near you. The wind of God, the outpouring of the Holy Spirit is coming to this nation. It's gonna be the greatest, most impacting revival in church history. And it's gonna restore us back to our ancient markers. And to me, that also includes our destiny. It's what God raised us up for. He raised this nation up to be a trumpet of the gospel, of the kingdom to the ends of the earth. I tell people, you know, and I'm not equating any kind of covenant with America as with Israel, but I am saying this: God raised up Israel to give us Messiah to redeem the world. He raised up America to trumpet that message to the ends of the earth. And so America and the destiny we have, and that destiny, by the way, was prophesied at Cape Henry in 1607 when Robert Hunt, planted the cross on the beach at Cape Henry. And he prophesied right then, the gospel will go forth from these shores, not only to this land, but to all the nations of the earth. And that's our destiny, that the gospel would go forth from these shores to the ends of the earth, and it's gonna be restored fully. And there's coming another great missions movement. Evangelists are gonna be raised up once again by the thousands to go forth from this nation and to the ends of the earth. In fact, an evangelistic church is gonna be raised up. Not just evangelists, but a prophetic evangelistic church is gonna be raised up, and it's gonna be a wave. An unstoppable wave. Yes. We're gonna get back to those ancient markers. A lot of these dreams that have been sending to me from people, friends of mine, have, in the dream will be a founding father or an early patriarch of the church or old things that he uses in the dream to show me things. What's he saying to me? He's saying, I want you to recapture the ancient path. I want the synergy of the ages. I want you to go back and get what's been lost. I'm gonna restore all of it. And it doesn't just go back to our founders. Some of these dreams, there'll be a person in the dream like John Knox, one of the reformers. And it's interesting. It's not that anybody's communicating with the dead. He's just in a dream, these people appear and become symbolic of something. Reese Howes was one of them. Peter Marshall, the author of The Light and the Glory, in one of these dreams, in The Light and the Glory, he spells out the destiny of America and how God raised up America. He and David Manuel. If you don't have the book, The Light and the Glory, you should read that book. It's the classic best book on demonstrating, proving that God raised up this nation and why he did it. So he says, pray for me that I can finish my 8 years well. And the ancient markers of our founding fathers be restored. Then he presented to me a pager in the dream. And he said to me, when you see the number 2222 on your pager, I said, that's my life verse, Isaiah 22:22. God said, I'll give you the key of the house of David. It represents governmental authority. And you'll open doors no one can close and close doors no one can open. So anytime I see the 22 or the 2222 in a dream, I know it has to do with my calling, what God's called me to do, the authority he's given the church to bind, to loose, the keys of the kingdom, etc. And he said, so he says to me, anytime you see the number 2222 on that pager, please answer your phone, even though there'll be no caller ID on your phone. It'll be me calling with prayer requests.
Isn't this so exciting to see what God's doing? And the Lord showed me specifically, talking about the schools and the how God's going to be pouring out his anointing and bringing in a harvest from everywhere. Well, the Lord showed me he's going to pour out his glory on the schools, and the kids are going to be just taken in by his glory and his presence and just flowing in the anointing of God, and that's going to actually bring in adults that are going to be drawn to God. And then God even showed me specifically how, you know, just a, not a church choir, but almost like a secular choir that began to sing, and that God anointed that form of worship and music. And then God began to touch someone else's heart that's in the entertainment mountain. And God said through that person that I want to give, because they were being touched in the heart to want to give to what they were seeing. They wanted to give to that choir that had challenges in their life. The Lord says, I want to give to where you're never won again. It was just powerful. It was like this education mountain of culture and the entertainment mountain of culture, the arts and entertainment. God was using the arts and entertainment to fund what he was doing in the education mountain as the faith mountain was moving. It was just so powerful. As a matter of fact, that's one of the core Genesis reasons why I wrote the book, I Will Fight, 10 Strategies for Your Success, because God encountered me with in a dream, a prophetic dream, showing me that a harvest is coming. They're going to literally push down the doors, take the doors off the hinges. It's going to be coming from everywhere. Be sure to comment below, and don't worry, we're going to continue with these awesome prophetic words from Dutch Sheets and others tomorrow, so tomorrow's program. Can I pray with you? Father God, I pray a blessing over our audience. God, I pray that they would be inspired. Those that need healing, I pray that you would heal their bodies, Father God. I pray that these words will inspire and encourage them, God, to have the hope that you've established for this earth, God, that you called your children to be children of the light, Father God. We ask that in Jesus' name. And dear God, we ask you, Lord, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening, we pray in Jesus' name. And don't forget how easy it is. Love God, love others, and lead others to do the same. And we'll see you in the VFNKB community. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch,
at vfnkb.com.
I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.